April 24th, Psalm 34.
Of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, so that he drove him out, and he went away. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
Tasting God, Douglas Sean O'Donnell. Psalm 34 follows an acrostic pattern, with each verse beginning with the next letter of the Hebrew alphabet. This poetic device is used for a number of the Psalms, and part of its value is to aid memory. What did David want God's people to remember? He wanted them to remember that God delivers the righteous, those who boast in the Lord, and who live according to his ways. We can exalt his name together because the Lord hears, answers, provides, and redeems. He will deliver the righteous out of all their troubles. Verse 17. When Peter reflected on this psalm, he used it as a call to holy living in an unholy world. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, he ends his admonition to put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, and to grow up into salvation by saying, "If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good," verse 3. There he alludes to Psalm 34, verse 8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." Later, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, Peter quotes from Psalm 34, verses 15 to 16, and exhorts Christians to suffer for righteousness' sake. We can suffer for doing good because we know God will judge those who persecute us. They will be put to shame, and we will be blessed, or in the language of the psalm, we will see good. So often we are surprised by suffering, especially when unbelievers ridicule us or oppress us because of our faith. We shouldn't be. The normal Christian life involves enduring misunderstanding, ridicule, ostracism, and at times physical persecution. As Paul put it, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. We need to man up by picking up our cross and following the man Jesus Christ. The next time your boss makes a crude joke, don't laugh and see what happens.
The next time your coworkers on the road venture off to the unholy club, decline the invitation and live with the results. It isn't hard to set ourselves apart from the crowd. What is hard is to do it all the time and take what comes our way because of it. Let the fear of the Lord and the goodness of God sustain us.